So the first question I have for you is, what inspired you to create this show about your sister and your own story?
It's quite an interesting journey, really. I kind of knew when it was happening in school that this was not, it was not normal. It was not the run-of-the-mill thing to happen. You know, for disabled kids anyway, your experience is different from non-disabled children and teenagers. But even the difference between Beck and I's life experience, I thought that that was quite odd. And also the sort of failings from the educational system. I felt like even then, I felt that this was not normal. And then it was during 2020, during lockdown through COVID, I kind of just had the time to write. And there was a playwright mentorship award, which I applied for and I got. And it just all kind of spawned from there. And it was just a really interesting experience, because obviously the way Beck is portrayed throughout the show is mainly through her own words. Some of which I've written bad jokes for her, but most of it is found footage that previously existed from our story and from our lives, and also found audio in diary entries. So it was sort of piecing that together so that we were able to tell our own stories as well as each other's.
It really got over, because I was there yesterday and watched the show, and it was really a beautiful show. And I want to know, apropos shows, is this your first show in Germany?
Yeah, this is the first show in Germany. First time in Germany, so I'm having a fantastic time. It's been really, really exciting. It's been such a fast experience, because the show has been redeveloped for the dates here in Mainz, and for we did a couple dates in The Hague in the Netherlands. So yeah, I mean, like, performing in a palace with secret doors and secret toilets, it's all very, very cool. And yeah, the German audience have been really receptive. And I think what excites me a lot is about the disability politics, because disability politics is so different wherever you go, whether you're back in the UK or whether you're in Europe. So it's very, very interesting to see what people think about it.
So this is your first project, when I read this right. And will there be more projects in the future?
I would hope so. I would hope so. This show really has been a fantastic thing for me, because it's my first written production that I've done myself, and I hope that it can kind of be a springboard for other work. I also think throughout this process I've met such fantastic collaborators, with the director and with technical manager Susan, and it's just been great. And I mean, I've got lots of other ideas. Whether they materialize is a different thing. But I hope that this show will become a bit of a calling card, a way to give me a bit of a platform. And who's to say? Maybe this is the last show that we're doing right now for one of two. But, you know, hopefully it might go on to other festivals in Germany or beyond.
So the performance was really good, and I wanted to know, why did you choose storytelling as a theater form to bring the story across?
That's a really good question. I think what I found interesting when I was writing it was I had all of these different ways of telling stories through my past experience. So when I was in uni and slightly afterwards, I did a lot of sketch comedy. I mean, that's sort of what I grew up on as a kid, and what I watched and what I aspired to do. So my brain kind of, and writing, would think through these sort of episodic vignettes of sketch comedy. But then also in the past, I've also done stand-up comedy, so there's elements of storytelling through that in a different way. And then obviously you've got the poetry as well, and poetry is something that I've been doing for a while now. So it was really interesting to stitch that all together. So there's all these different sort of forms in the one show. But I also think as well, the authenticity of me just being on stage telling you the story, I think that's what people connect with, because there's no really anything up against me and the audience. It's very much just me. Maybe I'm a slightly heightened version of myself, but I just didn't feel like I needed to put any sort of vehicle in front of it. it's also the same with having Beck in it and having Beck's voice. You know, lots of times people would maybe ask, why wouldn't you have another actor on the stage? Or, you know, why wouldn't Beck be here? And we just wouldn't. I didn't want to have another actor, another character, because that would just feel quite odd. It'd be a meshing of real life, real story, and an extra layer, an extra fabrication, which of course you always kind of need when you do autobiographical work, because it's hard to condense, you know, your whole life up until now into, you know, 56, 57 minutes. Bit of a rambling answer, but...
So in Germany, we have like free working artists. And how is it in the UK? Like, how do you do it? Because it's like a little bit, for me, interesting to know how a system works there.
Yeah. Well, this project has been very interesting because the show existed in a previous form back in 2022 at the Fringe. And it was actually... It was association production between me and a theatre company called Birds of Paradise Theatre Company. So they helped in that regard with the show. But this time, the show is, it's got more funding available. We did that through a funding application with Creative Scotland called the Open Fund for Individuals, in which I applied. And I was working with independent arts projects who have been absolutely fantastic. Really, really helpful. Like from very early on, the conversations that I had with the producing team there. So they've kind of worked in tandem with me. And then together we've been able to work with other artists and other creatives. In terms of being a self-employed artist, I guess it sort of depends on what your practice is. I also do like just acting work on its own. That's a very different feeling from applying for funding and stuff like that. But yeah, generally it's a lot of application forms, and you know, some you get, some you don't. But I've been very, very fortunate with the support for this project, especially with independent arts projects and Creative Scotland, because I'm not sure what it's like in Germany right now, the art scene, but there's definitely a squeeze on funding back in Scotland. So I guess that makes me feel even more lucky and humbled to be able to present the work.
So tonight is the last show that you are playing, and I want to know, is there any wishes or anything for this night?
Just have fun, I think. I just really want to enjoy it. I just hope that the audience enjoy it, and I hope they take something away from it, even if it's, you know, hopefully it's something to do about how maybe they perceive disabled people or disabled people within their community or within society. But generally I just want people to have a nice time, and yeah, I kind of want to soak it in, because as I've said, it's the last show of one of two for the foreseeable. So yeah, just enjoy it. I'm sure we'll be back. I'm sure we'll be back. But, you know, just be in the moment.
Thank you. That would be any question I had for you. And I wish you a really nice day.